And now from treasureislandoldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of January the 3rd. Misty Morgan, who recorded with her husband Jack Blanchard, died January 1st, and they had they were known for several hit records, including the Tennessee Birdwalk. Leslie West, the guitarist and founding member of Mountain, died December 22nd at 75 years old from cardiac arrest. Carl Mann, famous for his rockabilly version of Nat King Cole's Mona Lisa, he passed away December the 16th, rather, at 78 from an unknown cause. Chad Stewart, one half of Chad and Jeremy, died December 20th at 79 from pneumonia. Phyllis McGuire, the lead singer and last remaining member of the McGuire sisters, died December 29th at 89 years old. No cause of death was revealed. Dawn Wells, who played Marianne Summers on Gilligan's Island, she passed away from COVID-19, sadly, on the 30th of December at age 82. And just the latest news, Jerry Marsden, the lead singer of the British music invasion group Jerry and the Pacemakers, has died January 3rd from heart infection at age 78. The Beatles appeared in a clip on the Jack Parr TV show this week in 1964, weeks before they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. Keith Moon of The Who accidentally ran over and killed his chauffeur in Hatfield, England, this week in 1970. In 1957, Pat Boone began filming the movie Bernadine. Bobby Helms filmed a role in the movie The Case Against Brooklyn, this week in 1958. Elvis was filmed from the waist up on his third and final appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1957. Happening 68 premiered on television this week in 1968. It was a Dick Clark produced music show. Chubby Checker's The Twist returned to number one this week in 1962, the only rock song to do so by the very same artist. Gary U.S. Bonds sued Chubby Checker, claiming Dancing Party sounded too much like Quarter to Three. The suit was settled out of court in 1963. Eddie Cochran arrived in England to begin a tour, and sadly, he will have died there on the 17th of April in a car accident in 1960. Production began on the Rock Around the Clock movie with Bill Haley. Led Zeppelin fans started a riot before a Boston concert took place, causing $30,000 in damages and the concert to be canceled. In 1993, an Elvis stamp was issued by the U.S. Postal Service and became its best seller to this day. In the studio, Fats Domino recorded I'm Walkin' in 1957. Gene McDaniels cut Point of No Return in 62. Bobby Rydell recorded Wild One in 1960. The Supremes started recording Stop in the Name of Love this week in 1965. In 1958, Chuck Berry recorded Sweet Little 16 and Reelin' and Rockin'. The Friends of Distinction recorded Love or Let Me Be Lonely this week in 1970. The Temptations cut what would become a classic, The Way You Do, The Things You Do, this week in 1960. A year earlier, Bobby V recorded Charms. Sarah Vaughan cut Broken Hearted Melody this week in 1958. And Lou Christie recorded the original uncensored version of Rhapsody in the Rain this week in 1966. Birthdays, Stephen Stills is 76. Beatles producer George Martin born in 1926. Arthur Conley born in 1946. Wilbert Harrison was born in 1929 this week. In 1923, the late Sam Phillips, the owner of Sun Studios and Sun Records, who signed Elvis and many others, having a birthday. Doris Troy, born in 1937. Nino Tempo is 86. Van McCoy, born in 44. Paul Revere, born this week in 1938. Kenny Loggins is turning 73. Danny Williams, born in 1942. The late Eldie Young from Young Holt Unlimited and the Ramsey Lewis Trio, born this week, 1936. Elvis Presley, having a birthday, born this week in 1935. Little Anthony Gourdin is 80. David Bowie, born in 1947. Shirley Bassey is turning 84. Robbie Krieger from The Doors, 75. The concert promoter, Bill Graham, born this week in 1931. Crystal Gayle is 70. Joan Baez turning 80 this week. Jimmy Page from the Yardbirds and later Led Zeppelin is 77. Domenico Modugno, born in 1928. Roy Head, born in 41. Soupy Sales, born in 1926. Scott Engle Walker from the Walker Brothers, born this week, 1943. Billy Cowsill from the Cowsills, born in 48. And the late Willie Mitchell, born this week in 1928. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's the rock and roll news for the week of January 3rd. I'm Michael Godam.
Treasure Island Oldies.